Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the deal. I'm going to take more calls in this segment. Dr. Blaylock's with us for much of the hour. I'm going to go into overdrive. I may do a whole fourth hour because I need to, now that I've had a chance to rant, calmly go over all this news. Very important fourth hour coming up. Please call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in next hour. I'm going to break down what I believe is going to happen in Operation Expose the Government Terrorists Part 2. We need to call the White House so there's a record that the public knew who was behind the coming terror attacks, who hyped it, who did it. They're now rolling out the domestic internal passport system. Completely hellish. They've got huge fear-mongering campaigns going for stage terror right now. It's just incredible. All as the economy implodes. They don't want you getting mad at them and having a political revolution to peacefully take back government and prosecute the banksters. They want to be able to set up the police state in the name of fighting evil brown men, in their words, and really it's for the American people, anybody that's got two pennies to rub together. John in Texas, you're on the air during these dark times, John.
Hi, Alex, sure is dark. You know, that operation in Pakistan, that wasn't a military operation. That was a classic mob hit. They fly in, they execute the guy, they take him out, give him a spin overcoat, and dump him in the ocean. That's right out of the mafia playbook. Then they come up with all this phony evidence. The guy watching TV, he's got his back turned. You can't even make out who it is. There's no independent pathologist to do an independent study or DNA or anything. It's just everything's just...
Well, what'd they do with Pat Tillman? They murdered him and said Al-Qaeda killed him as he fought up a hill, and then it turned out they murdered him. They shot him at a distance. He begged for his life. They sent in black ops, shot him three times right in the face from a yard and a half away. I mean, just like Private Lynch. That whole thing was staged. When members of her team spoke up, they murdered five of them in a week. I mean, these people are murdering killers, period.
Well, they have been. They have going all the way back to the battleship Maine. They've been doing this for a long, long time. Even World War One, that was a phony war. And then when it started, they wanted to lay a wave of terror against the Germans. It was almost as bad as the Kristallnacht. They burned down all the shops and lynched them. And it could happen here again. I know.
In World War One, Fredericksburg, Texas, outside Austin, changed its name, and then they claimed that they were Eastern Europeans, you know, Romanians and stuff. And started not speaking German. You know, they've been there, you know, since Texas, before Texas even existed. But that's how they operate. You're absolutely right about that. The Lusitania was a British-flagged ammunition ship, and the Germans for months ran ads saying, don't ride on this ship, we're going to sink it. And the British would sail it back and forth in front of the U-boats, asking them to sink it. I shouldn't laugh. I'm just so sick.
I'm of German descent, Alex, and I got an English-sounding last name because when this started, my grandfather, seeing what was happening, went into the courthouse and changed their name right off the bat because of all the lynchings and the terror that went on. But, you know, if we have another nuke, if they launch a nuclear strike, a suitcase nuclear bomb in one of our cities, that's going to be the end of America. They'll lock this country down tighter than a drum. They'll bring in the foreign troops.
No. People will be so ready. Just protect me, the nukes. They've signed the official deals now. Official to use Canadian, Mexican, and UN I-4 troops. It's all official. We had colonels and people on 10 years ago saying they'd been in internal meetings. Now it's all public. And the first thing they'll do is they will go around and pick people up. And if I don't go out and get in the truck so they can torture me and, you know, threaten me and all this stuff, then they're just going to SWAT team me. And the idiot SWAT team guys will follow orders. I mean, it's just a nation of demonic scum who killed 51 million Americans, babies, and they love it. America is a judged, rotten, fat, rotten pig. And it means there's a lot of good people left here, but I'm telling you, folks, we better repent right now. People better repent right now. And you're like, well, at least Alex Jones will get it. You're going to get it, too. They're going to take everything you got. They're going to forcibly inoculate your butt. You're all going to find out, especially you cops that serve it. Just get ready and enjoy it. I appreciate your call, John. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a chance that we're bold and expose these people, though, to stop them before it comes down.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do a full fourth hour of broadcast. Our stations do carry that fourth hour. For years, I did the fourth hour. The first 13 years of the show, I did only 3 hours. Then for a couple more years, I did the fourth hour. But now, because we've almost got our new TV show ready for launch, that takes so much time every day. I cut the show to 3 hours, but most days, a lot of days now, I do the fourth hour live. We'll be doing that today because I've already now had 2 hours to take calls and go over the police state being set up domestically and this whole bin Laden hoax. We've got a lot of evidence now of every facet of the story being a lie. And you can believe whatever you want about it, but we don't know the truth because everything they've told us has been proven to be a lie. And like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said on last Thursday, former head of the Treasury Department, the head of policy, he doesn't know why the government would be this sloppy. I mean, they normally put a story out and stick with it. So we're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour. Now, though, even though we've been following this whole bin Laden hysteria in the last 8 days, because they're rolling out domestic checkpoints and trying to launch new wars against Pakistan, as we told you they would, and trying to boost Obama's approval ratings, and he admits that this may help him get amnesty passed and keep the health care bill in place. and get the carbon tax. So they had government officials in the White House say this gives them the political capital to do that. Some polls show a 9% boost, some a 22% boost. This is scary stuff. I mean, if you believe the official story, okay, great, bin Laden, nasty guy, he's dead. What does this have to do with Obama and his whole agenda? I mean, Obama is telling us that the economy hadn't been in a recession for 2.5 years and that the numbers on unemployment are 9%. Even 60 Minutes 3 months ago, now 4 months ago, came out with a report saying it was 22 nationwide, 33 in California. Every private major institution that breaks it down says 22 to 24. I mean, I've had Nobel Prize winners like Joseph Stiglitz on to say it's 22 a year ago. The point is they lie to you. We're in a depression. I mean, look at this economic news. Well, I'm going to cover it next hour. It is frightening. Housing crash is getting worse, report, Wall Street Journal. CNBC, home values see biggest drop since 2008. CNBC, more jobs lost last month. National Journal, oil prices top highs after correction. Goldman, gold set to start going back up on weak dollar. Oil up over $4 over weak dollar. That's Reuters. I mean, and they're telling us the economy's great. Ladies and gentlemen, my audience, and I'm going to Dr. Blaylock, my audience has tripled in the last year. Normally it doubled every year. We have gained more than 60 new affiliates. We are number one on the internet according to Shoutcast, Alexa, all of it, Google Analytics, the biggest alternative news site out there except for Drudge. But radio-wise, we're the king. Exploding on every level. Cover to Talkers Magazine, the big industry publication in March. Keynote speaker at their event. They break it down. Fastest growing show in the country. Our revenue has gone down. Radio is on the edge of going bankrupt everywhere. Now, most stations are losing audience in the bad economy. We've tripled it, and revenue has gone down. What does that tell you about where the country is? Half the restaurants you visit are out of business. Most people have had their pay cut. Prices are going up. They deny that there was any inflation until just a month ago. We've known there's been inflation for years. Now, that said, why am I shifting gears out of all this? We'll cover it next hour with Dr. Blaylock for the balance of the hour. And you can see his detailed two-hour report up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also going to roll it into a film in the future dealing with a cornucopia of issues. He's a retired brain surgeon, expert on brain chemistry, written many top published papers, helped develop some of the most widely used brain surgery techniques. You can go to his different great websites, BlaylockReport.com, and read about all the prestigious work he's done. But the main reason I started wanting to get him on 2 weeks ago is Ted Anderson, and I'll go ahead and tell the story I'm authorized to without going too far, because, you know, some of it's family arguments. Ted Anderson, the owner of this network, and we'll cover this first and get into a host of other issues. This is something you can protect yourself with. We may not be able to do everything about tyranny right now, but we can do something about our individual bodies. Dr. Blaylock, again, has broken down, written about published papers, republished them in his newsletter about statins. Now, my dad's a dentist and an oral surgeon, but he's obsessed with medical papers. I remember him 20 years ago raving when I was home from college about, these statins are so horrible, you need the good cholesterol. It destroys the liver systems and the whole metabolic function of the liver. It attacks the brain. You need these proper fats for the brain. I remember him reading mainline papers. But then Blaylock comes on, and many others break it down, how you need these different types of good cholesterols for the brain and how the statins attack the brain. Well, Ted Anderson, his dad, Ted's been very sad, the owner of this network, because his dad likes to go fishing with him, and he couldn't even take him fishing with him 5-6 months ago because his dad has Alzheimer's and now doesn't even know who he was. Well, Ted got him to start taking some of these fatty acids, got him to start taking mineral drinks, started getting him to get off the MSG and things like that. And suddenly, his dad was back. And last time I heard, there's a whole debate with the doctor if he should be taking minerals and if he should be taking these fatty acids. It's just amazing what's going on. So we sacrifice our own families on the altar of these medical doctors. And Dr. Blaylock is a medical doctor. I'm not going to go through his giant bio. Read it at blaylockreport.com. But I wanted to get you on, sir, to talk about this issue, because now we've got brain disorders, as you know, exploding. You got people at 30 years old getting Alzheimer-type diseases, Guillain-Barré exploding, people having epilepsy exploding, narcolepsy exploding. The media admits linked to vaccines. But you define and written some of the most prestigious papers decades ago that are now mainline science on chronic brain inflammation. So let's start with the statin drugs and Alzheimer's, Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Alex. Good introduction. The statin drugs have been known to be troublemakers from the very beginning when they were first manufactured almost 20 years ago. Now, the promise was that when this was our major weapon against heart disease, it was just so impressive, we were going to slash heart disease. Well, 20 years later, the incidence of death from heart disease has not changed at all, or very low. If what they were telling us propaganda, and it's pure propaganda, not medical science, was true, it should have slipped to at least third or fourth in the incidence of death.
So, doctor, that means it's gotten worse because, what, about half the people that were smokers since then are not smokers,
yeah,
that's and
right.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a lie from the very beginning. Well, then when the statisticians started looking at what they were quoting in their advertising, which they advertise in every TV program and popular magazine, when they started looking at the statistics, they said, well, you know, these are doctor statistics. That literally they're true, but when you look at the actual reduction in heart attacks, it's no more than 1% or 2%. But because they manipulate the numbers, which you know I show in my newsletter, it comes out 30%. 36% reduction in heart attacks.
But is it the 1 or 2 because there's been a massive reduction in cigarette smoking?
Well, yeah, that's played a big role, and people are more often exercising and changing their diet. But they leave that out of these statistics. You know, they're just taking the raw statistics. Well, you read the major papers that they constantly quote, they leave out things in the conclusion of the paper. And we're seeing this more and more, is that the conclusion of the paper does not match the data that's in the paper. Well, most practicing physicians do not read the data in a scientific paper. They read the introduction and they read the conclusion. A lot just read the abstract. Well, if you read the paper, for instance, one of the often quoted papers said that there was increased death from brain hemorrhages. That is never even mentioned in the conclusion of the article. Well, I think that's kind of important. Well, there's a research article in which it looked and reviewed virtually every paper written about statin drugs since its inception to see what is the complications associated with it, what are the rates of complications and the seriousness. Well, I reviewed this in one of my newsletters and went through all of them. Well, the list is so long, it's unbelievable. But we have things that vary from muscle weakness, muscle pain, death from a condition that destroys the muscle, including heart muscle, paralysis where they can't even get out of bed, to increase incidence of ALS, which is considered 100% fatal disease. And the effect on the brain and the heart were the two that were really stand out because they're so common. The incidence of heart failure since the introduction of statin drugs has just grown astronomically. Well, a physician looked at this, reviewed the data, and demonstrated that this was because of the statin drugs. Well, the heart is very energy dependent because it's always beating. It never really rests. And it requires high levels of coenzyme Q10 for its energy. Well, the process, the enzyme that produces coenzyme Q10, is also the one that produces cholesterol. This drug blocks that enzyme, so it's not only blocking the production of cholesterol, but also coenzyme Q10. That means the heart now is deprived of its major energy molecule, and so it explains why we're seeing this virtual explosion of heart failure. And it's occurring at an earlier age than it.
And now they're talking about putting statins in water for three-year-olds and up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, they were talking before that, before the water episode, they were telling the pediatricians, you need to start doing lipid studies on all children. And if they have elevated cholesterol, try the diet first. But if their cholesterol doesn't correct, then they should be put on statins for a lifetime.
Unbelievable.
Well, one of the secrets of statins, I wrote about this for years, that the only reason there's any effect of the statins at all is because it's a powerful immune suppressant and it's anti-inflammatory. It has nothing to do with lowering cholesterol. Now they're starting to admit that, even the mainstream journals, because the evidence was just so overwhelming. Well, who would want to take a child, 6 or 7 years of age, and suppress their immunity for their entire life? That's going to have two effects. Number one, it's going to dramatically increase their incidence of cancer. And two, it's going to increase their incidence of infections. And that's going to say, well, we need more vaccination. So they like the idea of producing mass immune suppression, epidemics of infectious diseases, and so the public would agree, oh, we need vaccines to protect our children.
Let me stop you. This is so cold-blooded. For those that don't know, obviously you suppress the immune system. It's the immune system that stops cancer. I was reading a paper a few months ago where they said now they've got new tests with a blood test that can pick up cancer markers, people have got cancer every week that our own body defeats. Now they're going to have millions more people they can rush in with CAT scans that up your chances of cancer. Oh, we found something. Now we've got to put you on chemo. I mean, this is just a cold-blooded business by these people, but think about it.
Well, it is business because it's paying no attention to the science. You know, if you look at the science of cancer, you look at the science of degenerative brain disorders, you look at the science of degenerative heart disorders, it's the exact opposite of what's being done in the medical establishment. It's almost as if they're sabotaging people's health. And when we look at the incidence of disease, we're seeing degenerative brain disorders in young people now. It used to be confined to people in their, at least after age 55. Now we're seeing age 40, age 30, age 20, in growing numbers. Well, as you start putting larger and larger percentages of the population on drugs that are known to suppress the major energy molecule of the body, it's going to have a profound effect on brain function, heart function, and it's going to have a profound effect because of the immune suppressing ability, as we said, on infectious diseases, the fatality from infectious diseases, and it's going to have a major effect on cancer incidence.
All right, we're going to give this video / audio to Ted's father and mother, and probably to the medical doctor as well. Because I guess a lot of medical doctors now just believe whatever religious thing they're told by the drug companies. But specifically from the mainline papers, if you can, I know I sprung this on you early in the interview because we're going to talk about some other issues as well today. But if you can quote the papers for them, Dr. Blaylock, or during a break, dig them up for folks so that we can talk about why people are dying of the brain hemorrhages in higher numbers, what it's doing, to the brain. I mean, I know as a layman, the brain is 70% water, but the rest of it is predominantly, basically, a cholesterol base. If I'm wrong, correct me. What is an anti-cholesterol drug doing to the brain?
Well, we've known for some time that cholesterol is essential for brain function. One of cholesterol's function in the membrane is to prevent damage by free radicals. If you deplete the amount of cholesterol in that membrane, it becomes infinitely more susceptible to damage by free radicals. Well, that's the major cause of most degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, all of these diseases. So that puts you at increased risk. And it's been known for a long time that if you lower cholesterol below 170 milligrams per deciliter, you're going to increase brain hemorrhages. That's accepted. Well, they're now recommending people have their cholesterol down to 140, 130. They have people that come in to their doctor and they have a cholesterol of 220, which is perfectly fine. And they tell them, oh, you need to be on statin drugs. Well, they're 35 years old. They put them on the statin drugs. Next thing you know, they're having severe muscle pains. They're very weak. They can't go to work. They're immune suppressed. They're catching every kind of infection. They go back to their doctor, and their answer is, well, we need to switch you to another statin. The doctor's not even aware of what he's doing, because if you look in the physician's desk reference, which is the reference for all drugs, it says if a patient develops muscle pain or weakness, stop the statin immediately, because that is an early sign of a potentially fatal disease, rhabdomyolysis. I don't know how many patients I hear from that are 70, 80 years old that are on statin drugs, having severe pain in their muscles, severe weakness, and their doctors keep them on statin drugs. And I ask them, why is your doctor keeping you on these drugs when the PDR says that's a prelude to a possible fatal disease? And they say, well, they think that the heart disease is so much more important. Well, the doctor has not reviewed the medical studies. He's just taking the pharmaceutical drug representative's word for it, and the stuff that comes out in the blurbs from the big medical centers that's on the payroll, and he's not reviewing the studies, which say the reduction of heart attacks, even if you accept their numbers, is no better than taking an aspirin a day. That's absolutely proven. You look in the biggest studies done, it is no better than an aspirin a day.
Okay, let me stop you right there, doctor, because how this all happened is Ted Anderson, that owns the network, introduced me 6 months ago or so to some longevity products. Some of them are similar to some of the products that you've developed, but they deal with these different fatty acids for the brain, just for brain health, these mineral drinks, and with the trace elements, the rest of it. And Ted just started testing it out on his dad, and it was immediate. His dad couldn't have no short-term memory. They'd be fishing. He didn't know he was fishing. Suddenly, it's like his dad is back. Just from some fatty acid pills and a mineral drink, and there's no doubt in his mind that's happening. Now he's trying to get him off of the statins because he's read your literature, he's read the papers, and even when doctors are confronted with this, they don't want the information. Is that because a lot of these medical doctors don't want to admit they've been wrong or that Big Pharma could be evil? It's like a lot of doctors will say, there's no mercury in that shot, and you show them, here it is on the ampule, and they go, oh, I guess it is in there. I mean, what's going on with these doctors, and what would you tell somebody? Or let's say if you're a family member, your father had Alzheimer's, and they were on statins, what would you do?
Oh, I would never put anybody on a statin. I wouldn't use a statin for anyone. If you know the complications from statin, for instance, the incidence of peripheral neuropathy, which could be crippling, severe pains and motor loss in your legs, arms, the incidence on a statin is 14 times higher than occurs normally. Now, that is an incredible, that's a 1,400% increase in peripheral neuropathy, a crippling disorder, neurological disorder. It is accepted as being caused by statin drug. Well, that was at the lower dose. Since those articles were written, they doubled the dose of statin. So we're going to see a lot more peripheral neuropathy. Well, average patients go to their doctor with peripheral neuropathy after being on statins. He's not even aware it's linked.
So you're saying Alzheimer's in many cases is just a name for the effects of statins and other things?
No, you know, Alzheimer's is a specific disease, but you increase the risk of degeneration of the brain by being on statins.
So what you're saying is it removes the
protection.
So it weakens the blood-brain barrier membrane.
Well, it weakens the membranes of the brain cells and the synapses and the dendrite. When you look at Alzheimer's disease, the first change that occurs decades ahead of time is a loss of synapses, the synaptic connection, not the death of the brain cells. That's a very late effect. So a lot of people with Alzheimer's disease that are they're having a problem with their memory and orientation, et cetera, they have a reversible condition if you change things. And we're starting to see some of the things that you do nutritionally seems to certainly slow the disease dramatically. Well, statin drugs, just by their mode of operation, can accelerate the problem because it makes that synapse even more vulnerable. And so, you know, from what we know of neuroscience and the neurochemistry involved, it's absolutely insane to put a person at that risk of a neurological disease on a statin drug.
All right, amazing. Stay there. Stay there, Dr. Blaylock. Let's talk about nutritional things that you've seen help people who have Alzheimer's.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There could not be a better public service announcement that we are doing here today than what we're covering with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get back into the Bin Laden situation, the new police state rollout, the expansion of all of that. That is coming up with your phone calls. If folks want to hold, they can, or you can hang up and call back next hour. I'm doing a fourth hour of overdrive to break all this down and this reelection bid by Obama and the internal checkpoints and passports that Chuckie Schumer wants to roll out. It's already being beta tested. Now, I've done 2 hours and 33 minutes of airtime and haven't plugged any sponsors, haven't asked for any support. And what happens is when these big news events happen, I tend to not even, you know, get into our sponsors or how we finance this operation, like the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the books, the videos, the materials, or PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you believe in what we're doing, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Download the videos on every topic under the sun, special interviews, expanded podcast, commercial-free video podcast, all my films, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get Invisible Empire. Get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, or Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. By the way, Ventura will be here first tomorrow on this show. He's doing special interviews from Mexico on this whole Bin Laden hoax. So that's coming up tomorrow with Jesse Ventura here first, folks. We're really excited about it. We were calling about getting him on next month or so when he gets back to the U.S. And he said, how about now? So he lives far away from pavement, but he's coming into town to be on our show and some others. So look for that tomorrow. A great job, the producers, getting that nailed down. But the point is, if you believe in what we're doing, the incredible information we're covering, all of this is financed by your support. And so remember InfoWarsTeam.com to find out about the nutritional information we're covering, the fatty acids, the minerals. Remember the other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. It's so important to support us in what we're doing if you believe in what we're doing, and also to support us by spreading the word about the broadcast, however you listen. Also, other sponsors that make this transmission possible. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or at PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And one other great sponsor that I want to tell you about is the National Inflation Association. The Federal Reserve's informal inflation target is 1.75% to 2%, and now the CPI is 2.68% over a year ago. That's a whitewash number. The Fed is now ignoring the CPI and looking at the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, which are skyrocketing. The two goods that Americans need most to live and survive, 40% of core CPI is comprised of rent. Rents are still falling because the real estate bubble was created by the Fed and still isn't done deflating. And therefore, the core CPI is misleading. It doesn't accurately show price inflation. Core CPI exists solely for the purpose of Fed misleading Americans into believing the price inflation is lower than it truly is. I urge you to sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at inflation.us. That's www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Okay. And by the way, if you want to check out the incredible reports, the newsletters, the mainline studies, the drug inserts they don't want you to see, go to RussellBlaylockMD.com or BlaylockWellnessCenter.com to check that out. Continuing, sir, finishing up with the statins and what they're doing in the system, knowing this and how doctors can be so ignorant. Then I want to shift gears. I mentioned this to you. It just came out today, but you were already informed about it. School districts trying to get kids to take all the vaccines where they tried to hoax people and say were mandatory. They're now saying we'll put you on a raffle for a free iPhone or iPad if you get all your shots. So just amazing predator type action to get these kids to take these dangerous vaccines. But let's finish up. Dr. Blaylock, again, top retired brain surgeon and big researcher into the brain. Researched and coined terms like cytotoxins, now in the mainline literature decades ago, terms like chronic brain inflammation, that's what he breaks down Alzheimer's really is, and the system knowingly, and he gets into the eugenics and their own documents on that in his research, the social engineers know what's happening. They've got an aging population, the baby boomers, they want to get rid of you folks so they can keep all that tax money, all that Social Security money for themselves. But I'm now ranting. Dr. Blaylock, you've got the floor for the balance of this hour. Break down the rest of what's really causing this epidemic of brain degeneration, the Alzheimer's, the statins. Then let's get into vaccines and your big reports you've got out dealing with radio protection, dealing with the radioactivity, and some of the nutrients and things that can help protect the body from that. Dr. Blaylock.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Thing that, I try to observe particularly what could be causing this dramatic increase in neurological disorders as well as cardiovascular disorders. And we're seeing a number of things. And this statin push is one big thing because it's a attacking the energy supply of the brain and the heart and the necessity of cholesterol at a certain level. It defies their own research, and this is what's so shocking about it, is if you look at the major studies that are constantly quoted, they don't say what they're telling the public they say. It's often saying the opposite. If you look at the data itself, there's a Dr. Beatrice Golem, who I met and talked with, and she's written a number of incredible articles on statin drugs. It's the best review articles you can find, the most extensive. And she convincingly shows this is an extremely dangerous disease, drug, and that it's being hyped as doing things that it's just not doing. But we've got a medical system here in the United States particularly, which is just dominated by the pharmaceutical manufacturers. Our physicians are leaving their educational systems and their residency training just heavily brainwashed by pharmaceutical companies, and they don't really, really realize it. You would think, for instance, someone who spent their life studying brain function could approach a general practitioner and explain these things to them, and they would understand it and stop prescribing the statin drug. But they look at you like you're crazy, and you say, well, what I know about the brain far exceeds what you know. But you won't listen to me. You listen to a pharmaceutical company. I show you the very articles you're quoting and how they're contradictory. You still won't listen. And they take these people like the mother you're talking about, and they terrify them, telling them, oh, if we don't get that cholesterol down to 140, if they get off this drug, they're going to die. And yet you look at the statistics of the papers they quote, it does not say that. I tell people all the time, you go to the doctor and you ask the doctor, now, I don't want to hear any statistics except what is the benefit I will get from this drug if it works perfectly? Well, at best he could tell that patient, well, it might reduce your risk of dying of a heart attack 1 or possibly 2%. That means you have a 98%, 99% chance you're not going to die from a heart attack, and that drug is not going to help you. People don't know that. They have the idea, and I've even had physicians tell them, if you don't take this drug, you're going to die of a heart attack. It's just like with the HPV vaccine that they advertise. They tell these young girls, if you don't get this vaccine, you're going to die of cervical cancer. Well, cervical cancer is extremely rare in this country. The chances of a young girl dying of cervical cancer, she's more likely to get hit by lightning. But they're purposely manipulating statistics and data and studies to terrify people into taking drugs and vaccines. Now, I attended a vaccine safety conference recently with some of the top scientists in the world, experts on adjuvants like aluminum. And we all got together and gave lectures. There was no audience. It was just the people doing the studies in this area. The danger of these adjuvants and vaccines is just enormous. The damage to the brain is incredible. It is completely being covered up. The public has no idea how dangerous these vaccines are. And to vaccinate these children with 36 vaccines before they start school is incredible. The United States has the highest mortality in children age 5 and below of anywhere in the developed world because we have the highest incidence of vaccination in the entire world. Next is Britain. It has an extremely high mortality rate. So if you look at the mortality rate of the infant and the child up to age 5 in the world, it's directly correlated with the number of vaccines they receive early in life. But we're just giving an unprecedented number of vaccines. It's unbelievable. And if you look at the neuroscience literature, it tells you, you do that, you're going to damage a lot of brains. And that's what's happening in this country. You know, I'm on the faculty of biology at a local university. And the head of the biology department told me, he said, now you have to realize students today are not like when you were in school. He said, they're really not able to handle this much information anymore. He said, you have to kind of dumb it down. It is shocking to think that students now cannot think as well as they did 40 years ago. So we're seeing this massive dumbing down of our youth, a massive increase in neurological disorders, even in young people, and it's just being swept under the rug. And, of course, it's not going to be in any popular magazine. It's not going to be on any network because they receive millions of dollars in advertising from pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I want to stop you, Doctor. Now they're coming out with more and more vaccines that Big Pharma lobbies to, quote, make mandatory. That itself is a hoax. There's no law you have to take them. Now as the people learn about this and record lows have taken the flu shots, as you know, the last 3 years, and we've been vindicated that they had to ban it in England for under fives because of a, quote, tenfold increase convulsions. Guys, search tenfold increase. Britain bans flu jab and under fives, tenfold increase. I want to show folks those headlines. They won't believe it. All of that's come out. So clearly, and I've talked to you about this before on and off air, the system at the top knows what they're doing. It's very cold-blooded, and it transcends just profits. It's like Bayer Pharmaceutical lost in federal court, also lost in France, for a decade plus, knowingly, shipped out factor VIII that had hepatitis and HIV in it. That's where they pool, again, masses of different blood types together to extract the platelets. For folks that don't know, there's the London Telegraph headline, flu jab linked to fits and under fives officials, and fits are what they call convulsions in England. Then you read it says was linked to a tenfold increase in convulsions. So they know what they're doing at the top. The average doctor buys into the evil through ignorance. Once they see the facts, they don't want to admit they're wrong. It's cognitive dissonance. And now, I mean, I have to tell you, my dad, top of his class, super smart, you know, could do all the calculus and everything else, super simple. Rest of my family really smart. I don't think I'm as smart as they are. I try to talk to the general public, even professionals, and it's like they're in a daze, they're in a trance, they're slow. I've seen statistics that the U.S. IQ has dropped. That's not education for those that don't know. Physically, we're getting dumber. Our sperm count's down by 87%. Every form of diabetes, cancer, brain degeneration, it's off the charts. We're being soft-killed, doctor. This is eugenics. I mean, we have to address what this is. They know full well what they're doing. And it is, I mean, you've got the White House science czar writing an 1,100-page book saying we need to put stuff in the water to sterilize people. I mean, these are a group of maniacs.
Well, you know, just the vaccine thing, with this H1N1, they had an increase in narcolepsy in these young children of ninefold. Well, narcolepsy is a terrible disorder. I mean, it'll ruin your life. There's no justification for having ruined those child's lives when their own data, even from the CDC, showed the effectiveness in the child was nil. The whole thing was a hoax. And, you know, we said that on your program. This is a hoax. Don't listen to it. Well, what happened? The World Health Organization said, well, it wasn't a pandemic, which means it was a hoax. And it was a cruel hoax because it has now ruined the lives of tens of thousands of children. And you'd have to multiply that at least by a factor of tenfold, maybe a hundredfold. I would estimate there are tens of millions of children whose lives have been ruined by this vaccine and the other vaccine. The thing is parents don't know any different. So when Junior becomes a behavioral problem or develops a seizure or develops abnormal behavior, psychosis, suicide, they don't have a clue that that could be related to the vaccine. And if they do and they go to their doctor and say, doctor, could this be due to the vaccine that my child is now having this behavioral problem? He assures them no. But when I go to that doctor and I say, doctor, do you know what a vaccine does to the microglia in the brain? He said, what's a microglia? Well, you know, if you're vaccinating children with these powerful adjuvants in mass doses, and you don't know that that massively activates one of the primary immune cells in the brain and produces chronic brain inflammation and disrupts the formation of the brain, you shouldn't be given the vaccine. And that's what we have in this country.
And by the way, doctor, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know how to read the vaccine inserts. It says it on the stinking things.
Well, I mean, there's so much literature in the neuroscience literature, the effect of powerful activation of the systemic immunity and its effect on the brain. To do what they're doing to these children is absolute insanity. Now, the toxicity of the aluminum in the vaccine is enormous. We have so much literature on it. I heard from some of the top experts in the world on aluminum toxicity at this meeting. We all took turns lecturing and talking about this. There's no question that aluminum is disrupting the development of these children's brains. Aluminum is an enormous brain toxin. It's almost as bad as mercury. When you have both, you have synergistic toxicity to the brain, which is incredible.
So none of us should be eating off aluminum or drinking out of aluminum cans.
Oh, absolutely. You should avoid aluminum. And it's put in all kinds of over-the-counter medications, sun blockers, stuff they rub on their skin that's absorbed into the skin. And now what they're doing with aluminum is nanosizing aluminum. Well, I did an aluminum...
Stay there, present. Doctor. This is too incredible. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By the way, in just the last 2 years, the White House has come out, the Council on Foreign Relations has put out a geoengineering report saying, yeah, we've been doing testing all over North America spraying aluminum dioxide to create nuclei to protect us from global warming. And we, of course, promote the film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, where it shows just incredible levels of aluminum dioxide increasing in areas all over the U.S. in the soil. We'll put the Council on Foreign Relations PDF back up. You can just search the term Council on Foreign Relations Geoengineering, and you'll be at their own website where they admit this has been going on. A guy got a Nobel Prize, what, in 92 for it. And there's a huge program. We have the patents where it's mixed with the jet fuel, where the companies, the jet liner companies don't even know what they're doing. It then disperses it. Dr. Blaylock, you were raising that during the break. This is admitted to be going on, but we're conspiracy theorists to talk about it.
Well, you know, here's the thing, just talking about pure science and ignoring the conspiracy part of it. Dropping a nano-sized aluminum from the atmosphere fills the air with this aluminum. If you do that, the aluminum is rapidly absorbed through the olfactory nerve, the smell nerve in the nose, enters the part of the brain that causes Alzheimer's disease, as well as the lungs and the blood. Now, I lectured on the fact of nano-sized aluminum versus regular aluminum at this meeting. And I showed the literature clearly says nano-sized aluminum produces intense brain inflammation and can produce all the changes in the brain that we see with Alzheimer's disease. Now, if these idiots are saturating the atmosphere with aluminum that you're breathing every day in a nano size, which I understand it is nano size, you're going to have an epidemic of degenerative brain disorders like we've never seen before. And to do that over this mythology of global warming is just unbelievable. Also, the nano aluminum ends up in the soil. The plant takes it up. So when you eat the plant or eat the meat from the cattle that's eating the plant, you're getting high levels of nano-sized aluminum. The fish, everything. They are poisoning the planet on an unprecedented scale. If indeed they're doing this geoengineering, which I think there's evidence, as you said, they are, and they even admitted from what you said in the council.
Absolutely. If you just put into a search engine, I mean, even Time magazine's, oh, we've been doing tests secretly, not to alarm you, but now we're getting ready to go widespread, spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts on you to shield out the radiation of the sun because of global warming. And then the scientists look at it and go, but this will increase the heat of the earth. And absolutely, they say it's secret testing, but now they've declassified part of it.
Well, the neurological effects on it are just terrifying. You know, you walk outside and you look at these chemtrails, and they're all over Mississippi. I'm just appalled. This is going to, the people that are already in a pre-Alzheimer's state, they're going to have rapidly advancing Alzheimer's. Young people, the children, are going to get enormously high brain levels of aluminum in that part of the brain that's affected. There's no question about it. This is proven. It's just insane, absolutely.
Well,
insane.
It's been proven that all over the country, levels are going off the chart in the soil.
Right. Yeah, I watched a video in Hawaii, and biologists have measured the aluminum levels, and they've noticed over the last several years it's just progressively increasing at an enormous rate. So you're going to have trouble finding food to eat that's not full of aluminum.
But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant plants.
But, you know, if you talk about conspiracy, you have two alternatives. Either there's a conspiracy for population control, or these people are so stupid they should be institutionalized. That's your only choices.
And either way, the same thing. It's hurting us. We'll be right back in 1 minute with Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.